The movie Black or White is in theaters next weekend. Anthony Mack is one of the stars, Mackie. Along with Kevin Costner and Anthony Mackie. I'm sorry, Anthony Mackie. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Where you up and rolling, man? Where are you?
Where are you?
Man, I'm everywhere. I'm in Atlanta right now, I think.
promoting this movie?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's an important one, so I'm on the road with it.
Okay, Black or White. And this movie is produced and financed by Kevin Costner. And
yes,
it deals with the story of a grandfather who's played by Kevin Costner, who is suddenly left to care for his granddaughter, who's biracial.
Right.
And the paternal grandmother is fighting Kevin Costner, who's played by Octavia Spencer.
Right.
Which brings the question, who do you want to raise this black child?
Kevin Spencer or Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner or Octavia Spencer?
Kevin Costner, that's who I would.
If you want to be raised by Kevin Costner.
Give me Kevin Costner. No disrespect.
I don't know. You're spending the time with Octavia. You might just want to change your mind. I don't know,
Anthony. I'm sorry.
It's funny. When you see this movie, it's actually really, really important. And the reason I signed on to this movie is because of the message that's in it. This movie... You know, what's really beautiful about it is it's not that the movie is dealing with race. Race is not the focus of this movie. Everyone in this movie does what they think is best for this child. No one in the movie says, I don't want you to be the parent because you're white, or I don't want you to be the parent because you're black. The idea is the children are the future of our country. So all the baggage that we have with us, we have to leave behind and teach them from a neutral standpoint and don't put our insecurities and racism and sexism on our children. Let them form their own opinion so we can move away from the past that we've brought with us.
So Kevin Costner doesn't have to struggle with combing her hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel like that's any daddy combing a little curly girl hair.
That's a part of it.
And Octavia Spencer is the paternal grandmother.
Right.
Kevin Costner is well-to-do. He's a lawyer.
Is this supposed to be a true story?
He's a lawyer. It is based on a true story. Mike Binder, mm-hmm. our director, his sister-in-law passed away. His wife's sister passed away from a bad blood transfusion during the AIDS epidemic, and she had a biracial son. And Mike Binder, along with his sister-in-law's child's other grandparents, the black grandparents in South Central, they came together and raised this little child. And, you know, the great thing about the story is that this little kid, 10 years old, Mike, was talking to him one day, and the kid says, everybody asking me if I'm black or white, I'm just Andy. And I think that was a profound statement coming from a 10-year-old.
And what do you play?
And
you
who
play,
is Jeremiah?
Yeah, who are you in the movie?
Jeremiah is Octavia Spencer's brother. I'm a lawyer as well, and I represent her for the custody of her grandchild against Kevin Costner and his law firm.
How does it end? What happened? almost got him, Blair.
But tell us about the Falcon, if you can, because that's what we're excited about as well. Not only Black or White, but also the Falcon.
Well, it was just announced last week that I'm coming back in Captain America 3, so that's really awesome. And it's the Civil War, so, you know, hopefully it'll follow the comic book, so all of the other characters that they announced in Phase 2 will now be a part of Civil War.
A black superhero in the Civil War.
That flies. That flies. Now, what are you smoking when you come up with that, man?
Yeah, exactly. You can't beat that with a stick. You can't beat that with a stick.
Well, man, congratulations on all your work, man.
Anthony, I think we've told you before, and we'll tell you again, we are big fans of your work.
Huge fans.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
Black superhero that flies in the Civil War. What'd you think?
Continue success, Dom.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all be safe.